This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Israel's governing Likud party is holding a primary vote today in the first serious internal challenge to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in his more than a decade in power. Veteran politician Gideon Saar hopes to unseat Netanyahu, but the current prime minister is expected to retain his position as leader. Results are expected on Friday. A typhoon that barreled through the central Philippines over Christmas left over a dozen people dead and forced thousands to flee their homes. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Typhoon Fanfon made landfall on Christmas Eve and hit several of the Philippines' Visayan Islands on Christmas Day in the predominantly Catholic country. It brought heavy rains, strong winds and flash floods that caused thousands to evacuate their homes and left thousands more stranded in ports around the country. Meteorologists have reported that Fanfon weakened slightly on its way towards the South China Sea with maximum sustained winds of up to 75 miles per hour. I'm Karen Chamas.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says lawmakers will vote in early January on a measure authorizing sending troops to Libya in support of the UN-backed government in Tripoli. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan announced on Thursday Turkey will send troops to Libya now that Tripoli has requested it. He will present legislation to Parliament in January for deployment to the North African country. Ankara signed two separate accords a month ago with Libya's internationally recognized government of Fayez al-Sarraj, one on security and military cooperation and another on maritime boundaries in the eastern Mediterranean. The Government of National Accord has been fending off a months-long offensive by Khalifa Haftar's forces in eastern Libya, which have received support from Russia, Egypt and the United Arab Emirates.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. This is VOA News. North Korea has